Hello everyone. Welcome to JanBask Training. Our today's discussion topic is 5 smart ways to embark a Salesforce career. This tutorial will inform you about the 5 good ways in which you can mentor your journey of having a successful Salesforce career. Salesforce is changing the job dynamics of the entire globe. With more and more career options being developed in the field, it has become one of the most yearned for careers of the decade. Most of the new and existing IT enthusiasts are looking forward to beginning a career in it. This is because of the high remuneration, high demand, and notable job satisfaction. Wanting something and knowing how to get it makes things easier. This is why here we are telling you about the 5 career building steps for a Salesforce enthusiast. 1. Create a free admin playground account. Anybody keen on learning Salesforce ought to make a free #awesome admin version account. This gives you access to the majority of the highlights and usefulness of Salesforce, which enables you to investigate and play with the most current highlights and get hands-on involvement with the application. Administrator organizations are 100% free always and will stay dynamic as long as your login runs like clockwork. So it is good to help you for a long time. With this org account, you can do the following things. Install AppExchange bundles to test them and get comfortable with the introduction procedure. Build new highlights and usefulness in Salesforce, like custom fields, items, and work process rules. Create and execute Apex code for the individuals who are engineers, including Visual Force. Access the Salesforce Success Community, which gives an unending supply of Salesforce documentation delivered by Salesforce and the network and substantially more. The admin account is your entry to learning and playing with Salesforce. It's anything but difficult to set up, so pause for a minute to that before you do whatever else. 2. Get your hands dirty. Once your administrator account is made, it's an ideal opportunity to begin playing. There are various assets accessible which we prescribe for the beginning. Salesforce Trailhead is an intelligent learning apparatus created by Salesforce. It's fundamentally the same as Code Academy in that it has modules you'll work through utilizing your administrator organization. En route, you'll get familiar with the essentials of Salesforce while acquiring focuses and identifications. It's extraordinary, and absolutely free. Take the custom admin hero trail mix explicitly intended for this blog entry, which will enable you to begin. Force.com platform fundamentals is the old school method for learning Salesforce. This substantial book is nitty gritty and intensive. It's as yet a superb asset and gives some inside and out a substance that will get you significantly more profound into the essentials of the application. This PDF form is refreshed with every one of the 3 Salesforce discharges. In the event wherein you are keen on the genuine documentation style preparing guides, look at this page connects to the majority of the Force.com books as of now accessible for reference. In the event that you go to Dreamverse, and you incline toward printed books, make certain to go to the developer zone to get a printed version of the latest adaptation. Salesforce cheat sheets are additionally accessible. These fast reference aids can be printed and hung in your office. Indeed, even as an accomplished administrator, despite everything, I reference these now and again for a fast notice of how to use explicit usefulness. These 2 can be found at Dreamverse as a nicely printed laminated and covered copy. Zero to Hero is a post arrangement directly here on Admin Hero that intends to rearrange a portion of the authority Salesforce documentation and give a simple method to gain proficiency with the basic nuts and bolts of Salesforce. Salesforce's YouTube channel is additionally an extraordinary asset for those of us who like video learning. Between Salesforce created topical how-to recordings to our long Dreamforce session recordings, this is a brilliant asset. 3. Join a user group and network. Systems administration is one of the absolute best things I have actually improved the situation my vocation, and a large portion of the general population I have met have experienced my local user group. With more than 200 client sponges the world over, there will undoubtedly be one in your general vicinity. These gatherings are 100% by the network, for the network. They give an approach to adopt new highlights of the stage, figure out how different clients are utilizing Salesforce, and meet neighborhood Salesforce ability who can enable you to secure positions or answer the queries that you have on a regular basis. To take advantage of these gatherings, you have to beat any feelings of trepidation you have with systems administration. Make it an objective to take part in a discussion with no less than one individual and exchange contact data. You'll see that this will gradually build your network and you maybe get a mentor or a line of work opportunity. 4. Leverage your social networks. Social media-based life is an incredible method to build your network and draw in with others in the network. Salesforce clients will in general lean toward Twitter, yet you'll discover Salesforce clients sharing data on almost every interpersonal organization. Bounce into the discussion. Pursue individuals or subjects that are fascinating to you. Start to jump on the radar of those in the network. Discover a channel that you can rapidly participate in and have at it. 5. Volunteer. When you have basic learning of Salesforce, it's a great opportunity to apply that information to a certifiable situation. In case you're expecting to construct your resume with ventures before finding an all-day line of work someplace, volunteering is a magnificent method to do that. Not-for-profits everywhere throughout the world are finding the estimation of Salesforce, and because of the constrained asset, they are additionally searching for gifted people to enable set up or keep up their Salesforce organizations on small projects. There are different spots to discover volunteer chances. Look at the Salesforce Foundation or Community Core for virtual or nearby Starbono volunteer chances. Other than this, you can also sign up for internships whether paid or not, because that gives you a chance to experience the real working of the Salesforce silo. There is an added advantage to doing an internship, as you can list it down under the experience section for the entry-level jobs. Conclusion. All these steps are going to take you a long way in your Salesforce career. Nothing is ever certain. These are some of the most suggested steps, and we hope that they turn out to be in your favor. Hope you liked this audio. Stay tuned with us for more tutorials.